The next patient is Pamela Gill. The last name is G-I-L-L. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that comes to the practice to be established. Period. She has a problem that it was related to frequent palpitations that were evaluated by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. That situation happened in the middle part of 2023. The patient had a Holter monitoring. They couldn't prove that the patient had atrial fibrillation. She had PACs, some PVCs, and they decided to treat the patient with the administration of metoprolol. She has been taking 12.5 milligrams with very good response. Number two, she was found with the evidence of a elevation of the cholesterol. She was placed on atorvastatin. 20 milligrams every night. However, the patient developed severe myositis, and she's using the atorvastatin twice a week. Following number, the patient has a history of pain in the right shoulder that has been seen and evaluated by the chiropractor. She has been given a laser beam therapy with improvement of the condition. An X-ray revealed the presence of some osteoarthritis, but the patient had, to the physical examination, a finding suggestive of rotator cuff compromise. Period. The patient has been evaluated by the chiropractor. She has noticed remarkable improvement. At this point, I am going to be just observing the patient. If she needs MRI of the right shoulder because of the persistency of the pain, we will. And depending upon the results of the MRI, we'll decide what the next step is going to be. Following number, the patient has a lumbar scoliosis for many years. And on occasion, she has pain in the right hip. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the past history and the past chart. Evaluation by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N-N, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.